Hey, everybody. Welcome back to our... Oh, Jesus.
Hey, everybody.
This is a talking show.
Spy vs. Spy Podcast here in the AM.
Spivin. Yeah, we took... welcome back.
Extendo break.
Finally back from SPX.
Man, we got a little derailed on the way back.
Mm-hmm.
I accidentally fell inside of a hole where there was no internet.
Yes.
Sure, let's say that happened.
Why not?
I don't know.
You did have interwoes the first day.
Yeah, but mainly it's Phil's fault.
Why is that?
Just because. Because why was it? You had to go bathe an elephant or something?
Oh, Spencer's birthday and the surrounding hype around that stuff.
Yeah, how did that go?
Real good. Real good. Chuck E. Cheese, good time.
Nice.
Same one that I went to when I was like 4 or 2 or 5 or something. So like the layout was the same, but it wasn't like
same
games. Real dark and kind of red, you know? Like it used to be like a real kind of dark place, but now it's all super brightly lit. Like now it looks more like cubicles and shit, but...
Same games as always?
No.
New games?
All different, yeah.
DDR?
No fighting games.
No fighting games?
No DDR. No DDR either.
What do they have?
Stuff for little kids.
Drum Drum, Taiko Land?
Uh-uh.
They have, Crane Get?
Yeah, a couple Crane Gets. Basketball This. Squirt Gun That.
Ski Ball Into the Clown's Mouth?
Yeah.
You want to take that call?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
I bet. I mean, hold on. I mean... And I'm back.
And we're back.
Yeah, we're back.
Was that a good phone call? Did you enjoy that?
Yes.
I know I did.
It was my mini boss at my, I'm still kind of working there.
How about that? When you finish there, are you going to get a heart container?
Am I ever going to finish there?
Oh, I see how it is.
But yes, I am. No, I hope so. I better get something. Severance pay, some.
Assemblance pay.
A couple dozen extension cords. All the ladders I can.
Maybe you could,
car's roof.
Maybe you could make a sign for your house.
Yeah.
It says, do not rob this.
Yeah.
Big neon lights. Closed for robbing.
I had to sell my doorknobs and locks for formula. So don't.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So basically, if you're gonna rob your house, all you're going to get is formula.
That's right. Oh, holy shit balls. Yeah. Yeah.
So we went to SPX, and sounded like.
Okay.
That would be awesome if we did have a show in the can that we could just intro and play.
That would be something, but we didn't.
Too bad.
We hardly talked at all.
Yep.
We didn't do a fucking thing.
Nope. I ignored Phil the whole time. In fact, I pretended that Phil McAndrew was Phil Redmond, and
that's true.
Yeah.
Fine.
And he was very confused.
That's fine. Lots of horrible photographs were taken of me, and I'm going to sue the internet.
You mean the ones that I took?
Yeah, those are awful.
Or you mean the ones with you with all the ribs in your mouth?
Those are great.
That ain't no internet fault.
No, that's like the one Just Fink picture of me with all the ribs in my mouth. Mm-hmm. That's the good picture from SBS. That's the good one.
And the reason that there was ribs in your mouth is because I bought them for you and made
that's
you eat
right.
them. From what I've learned, from all the time that I've known Phil on internet throughout the years, the one thing I've learned is that he hates ribs, and so I thought it'd be funny to play a joke on him and buy him dinner and order him the food that he least likes in the world, which is ribs, and then I made him eat it, and...
I didn't complain at all.
No, my plan backfired.
I didn't say nothing bad about it. I was like, I fucking ate ribs, all right.
Orf. Yeah. No, no one hates
sparkling
ribs.
Sparkling bones.
Yeah, you kept those as a keepsake, didn't you?
Yeah. They're in the colon.
Collected the marrow and made a little sculpture of me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of eating bones.
Yeah, speaking of eating bones, the pizza's horrible at Chuck E. Cheese, but the games were fun.
Is that all they serve there?
No, they also have burgers and salad bar. They have like an $8 salad bar that was pretty weak.
Yeah, well,
like,
it's...
I don't know about any kind of like...
Who's ordering that there?
Well, yeah, I don't know. But I don't know if I could rock any kind of buffet after the fucking Marriott breakfast buffet.
Oh, that was good stuff, man.
I'm ruined on buffets now, man.
Yeah, that was better than expected.
Yeah. It was bacon-ier than expected, too.
Bacon-ier?
Yeah.
What?
More bacony.
Oh, bacon-ier. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We were bacon-ers.
Totally.
Yeah. That was the hotel restaurant, which normally, I don't know, when I stay in hotels, I usually try to stay away from the hotel restaurant because that's just, it's a convenient place to go, usually, and it's not usually, I don't know, sometimes it's okay, but usually if you venture out, you find something more interesting. But in the case of McDonald's,
we walked to McDonald's and you got your hand an inch and a quarter away from the door. And I was like, you know, they stopped serving breakfast. And you're like, what? Fuck it. And then we walked back. Like, we walked all the way there for no reason. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And then, then it turns out they had this breakfast buffet that had eight kinds of bacon. No, two kinds of bacon. One of which was out. So we only were able
two kinds of sausage, though.
I think there may have been a third kind of sausage that was also out. There was like an extra meat tray. What do you call those little roaster pan?
Steam trays?
Yeah,
steam
one tray? Of those. There's one of those that was empty that had two labels. I think a different bacon and a different sausage. It was empty the whole time we were there.
Yeah, we were there late.
I demand my bacon back.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was good. You could get your... They not only did they have a tray of creamy scrambled eggs.
Mm.
You know, bottomlesstroughthere.com. There was also an omelet bar. Not really omelet bar, but it was like, make your own omelet. Here's all the shit you can get put in it. And there's a little window to a chef, and you tell the chef to make your own omelet.
Make your own make your own omelet get made.
Yeah, make your order for an omelet for a guy to have brought to you. Which we didn't, neither of us took him up on it.
No, after you left, I did. I got Swiss and Pike.
Oh, did you really?
It's all right.
What's Pike?
It's a fish.
Oh, they had that, didn't
they? Swiss cheese and Pike.
Hey, not bad.
It's good. It's tucked into my pocket.
I had halibut and Gruyere.
Halibut?
Halibut. I had
Jim Halibut?
The Lucerne Hammer.
No, we didn't get... No.
Glaive and...
We didn't get that stuff,
though. Damn. No.
Right.
But there was potatoes and pancakes.
A lot of fucking salmon.
Oh, yeah. Lox, they call that.
Yeah, right. Cheeks full of lox, man.
You were just stuffing them in there. I'll save these for later. And then you spat them into a bag and save them for your plane ride home. And then it turns out you didn't need it.
I spat them into a sock. Then, while you guys fell asleep.
Into your used underwear.
Oh, sock full of salmon.
Yeah,
you're
I was kind of surprised that you didn't actually pack any clothes for your trip. Gone away for a whole weekend. Didn't pack any clothes.
What do you mean?
Didn't pack any clothes.
I didn't?
No.
Really?
Well, if you did, sure didn't use them.
Oh, I did. I packed three of the same shirt.
Oh, and then
two of the same pants.
You couldn't tell because the jacket covered everything.
Yeah, you know, I did. I wore my jacket or my sweatshirt like the whole time. All my pictures look like I'm fucking freezing to death.
Yeah, it was actually quite warm.
And actually, they look kind of like I ran up fucking 10 flights of stairs. My red-ass face. My sweaty brow.
Your red-ass.
My greasy hair. God, it's so horrible. I'm never getting photographed again.
All right.
Yeah.
Just bring a photo or a drawing. Hold it up in front of yourself.
Yeah.
Like a life-size cutout of yourself.
I'm bringing a fucking lantern. I'll just, anytime I see someone with a camera, I'll just like, foont, like, just fucking blind them.
When we got our picture taken with Mysterio.
Yeah, I'd be better backlit, I think.
Yeah?
I make a fine silhouette, that's about it.
Are you going to do that for Halloween?
Silhouette?
That could be your costume.
Just have a light behind
me. No, silhouette from New Warriors is who you should dress up as.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Let's get some crutches.
I'll do that.
And some spandex.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that'll be
attractive. Seems to me, if you're a paralyzed superhero, or is she paralyzed, or what was her deal? Lazy leg.
Yeah.
Something. But at any rate, she had damaged legs, and it was hard for her to get around, except through shadows, right?
Right. But she had fisherman's ankles.
Seems to me, if you have a legular disability that allows you to not walk properly, mm-hmm. that disallows you to not walk improperly-ish, then what you should do is not have a costume, like, on the lower half. I'm not saying go naked, but it seems like a lot of trouble to put on the spandex costume over, like...
dead legs.
Yeah. Like, if you're... because superheroes have to change their pants more than everybody, probably. Anybody else, probably.
I guess.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Actually, but... A lot of superheroes just wear their pants underneath their regular pants, probably, huh?
I would assume. It's got to be handy.
And if you're, like, an X-Men, you just hang around the X-Mansion in your uniform. Like, it's pajama party all the time.
Yeah, you don't ever have to worry about wearing regular pants or any kinds of clothes. No, you're just constantly free as a bird.
Yeah, and if you do, everyone's like, ooh, Mr. Fancy, what are you...
Speaking of Mr. Fancy, you know what I was wondering about when I was watching Survivor the other day? And I guess it applies to X-Men, too.
Okay.
You know, what about boners? You know?
What about them?
What about boners? You know what I'm saying?
Norm MacDonald. Like, can you say that a bit like more like Norm MacDonald, please?
More? Like?
I was just wondering if you could.
I don't know.
If you can't, that's fine. Yeah.
I don't think I can.
All right. I do run... Well, okay, on
Survivor... What about, you know...
Yeah?
Boners. What about boners? Because when I've ever gone camping or whatever, you know, and I wake up in the fresh outdoorsy air and it's morning, and boners happen.
But I think my theory is that in Survivrum, you're malnourished, overtired, not sleeping well at all, and you're beat up from wrestling with fat chicks and stuff.
Right.
That probably you're just too, your body is too run down to even get a boner.
No.
That's my theory.
I don't think so.
Really? I don't know. Somebody asked... I remember hearing an interview with somebody from Survivor, and somebody asked something about something like that. Something. And they were all like, hey, so anybody ever, you know... And they were like, no, because you're too exhausted and too tired and too gross, and it's not sexy times at all. And
I don't buy that for a minute.
No. See, that's the thing. I think that's a cover-up.
Yeah, totally. Because, like... what could be more attractive than a chick who's been wearing the same clothes for 2 weeks and it's all greasy and kind of banged up and whatnot, you know, and all, you know, the breath's all funky.
Yeah,
and all.
Well, you know what I would do?
Hot.
I would make myself a little nest in her freshly shorn underarms.
Yeah. I guess we have touched on that.
Yeah.
Yep.
So there was that
thing
in that reality TV show, and the other reality TV show we enjoy is Kid Nation.
Yes,
are you
we
all
do.
Are you all caught up in Kid Nation, by the way?
Yes, I am.
Oh, God, the show is so good.
Spoiler alert.
They all get fucking herpes.
Yeah, no.
What is with that,
thing,
please? Can you tell me? For those of you who don't watch Kid Nation, you think it looks like a stupid show. You're wrong. It's an awesome show.
It is a great show.
It's made in...
It's so dry. That's what it's... It's just dry, and she bites her lips. You're talking about Lauren's...
I'm talking about all of them.
Laurel.
One day... It got cold, you can tell, it snowed and everything, and I know, you know, weather changes will do this, but, like, there's 40 kids, okay, a few went home, so there's 37 kids or something.
38.
Okay. Did only two go home?
I think so.
Okay. Well,
Jimmy, and then the blonde kid.
Oh, yeah, with the girlfriend. Yeah. Who looked like himself.
Oh, God.
Himself with a wig.
Totally.
I miss my girlfriend back home. The one that my parents made me dress up as.
Right.
That's so weird. But all the kids have cold sores, like, all of a sudden, and it's just kind of weird.
Yep.
It just kind of bumps me a little bit. But
I don't know if they're cold sores. I don't think they're cold sores.
No, it might not be, but it just looks...
I think they're just chewing their lips.
Yeah.
They're nervous, and it's dry.
Kids are gross, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You can't expect them to look glamorous all the time.
But there was, on the last one there, when Laurel was talking about... Hey, well, I'm not going to have to get elected because everybody loves me on the green thing, hey.
Okay.
When they showed her, like, talking, right. like, you know, the, like the, you know, the, the, uh, confessional camera or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
It had to have been from, like, months ago, because, like, her lips were all intact and whatnot, you know.
Then it was bright and sunny outside.
Yeah, and then they show her, you know, now.
She didn't have a beard.
No. I think it'll get to the point where they have to blur that shit, though. I think it's going to get so bad. Where they got, like, Greg's face, they're going to have to blur his acne because it's just too gross for TV.
Yeah.
And, like, Laurel's lips. It's grim. Grim.
Starting, well, then I'm just going to imagine that there's, like, a butt crack on his face or something.
Yeah.
When they tile out butt cracks on Survivor, yeah. Like, that's, you know that, like, 100 million people phoned in and complained that they didn't want to see a butt crack on TV, right?
It's harsh.
Because they didn't used to blur it out that much. They would tile out, like, part of a boob if one popped out or something.
Or, like, shoot.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Boob shoot?
No.
What?
Poop shoot.
Oh.
Like, if it was just, like, you know, butt crack, fine, but then once
full
there's exposed,
on, full
shoot.
On crack, yes, you fine, you know, but, yeah. But it seems to me, like, on TV, regular times TV, you can show a naked butt.
Mm-hmm.
Especially on a man. Because naked man butt is not sexy. It's not anything. You can show that on TV. But they blur out, they tile out everything now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird. Because all it does is it draws your attention to it. You're like, what's going on down there?
Totally.
Whereas if they didn't show it, you probably wouldn't even notice. And when Jean Robert, they tile out his, like, pubes or something.
Yeah, yeah. Tumbling up over his waistband.
Yeah, it just looks weird.
Yeah. Yeah, and it makes it look like maybe he's got, like, a morning wood, and he's just got a little dog boner there. Just
he's put it up in his waistband.
Away. Yep.
Doing his exercises. You know, when you do that and you pull the elastic, it strengthens the boner.
That's right.
It's a little tip for all you at home.
I like.
But if you're on transit listening to this, don't do it. It's probably
no.
A good idea.
wait till you get home.
Yeah. But, if you're not watching Kid Nation, you should watch it. It is, like, you look at it, you're like, oh, it looks like a crappy reality show. It is a crappy reality show, like, it's done in the style of a crappy reality show, but it's awesome.
It is super great, because it's kids.
I don't recommend Survivor to everybody.
No.
If you've tried out Survivor and you don't like it, I'm not going to try to convince you to watch Survivor.
No way. No. You are right. If you don't like it, you're right.
Yeah. I don't know
good
why.
Good job.
Yeah, I just watch it because it's, yeah, I mean, it's a habit by now, but, yeah, no Kid Nation. Good stuff. We're only on the 5th episode. It's still time to catch up.
And do it.
Yeah, it's awesome. And I love how every week they go to the, like, Pioneer Journal that tells them, like, the theme of this week's episode. Like, oh, well, this town decided that we were going to start up a church.
It was so bogus.
Yeah, it's so good.
It's the friggin' chest of Zanzibar all over again, that journal thing.
Oh, is that what they had?
Oh!
What is that?
That was me just fucking slamming my coffee cup into my tooth.
I don't know. It made a nice,
Oh.
You could play the theme song with that.
Mm-hmm. Ah! Yeah, go on.
Yeah, I love how it's, like, so obviously edited. How they show, at the beginning of the episode, they show two kids, like, do you believe in God? No, I don't believe in God. Mm-hmm. And then, like, 10 minutes later in the episode, the, like, town council finds out about the religion thing, and they're like, okay, everybody, we're going to talk about religion. And it was so obvious that original conversation came way, way later. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's all just convenient editing, but it's so good.
Agreed.
I love it.
No, I don't think that's what it is.
Do you think that host is getting...
I think they spy on the kids and then... Oh, God, my mouth is bleeding. I think they spy on the kids and then, like, whatever they say, they quick scribble it down in the journal.
Maybe. That's possible. What I'm interested in is two things, which is weird, is that how many people do you think are around them? Like, obviously there's cameramen around and stuff like that, but do you think they have, like, lots of people around, or do you think that they are left mostly alone? Like, how... Do you think there's, like, tons of people all around them all the time?
No.
But what's also weird is what... All the girls are having a pajama party, and you can tell there's, like, four sweaty cameramen in the room with them.
Yes.
Hopefully camera ladies.
That's what I would think,
camera
too.
Kids, maybe.
Yep.
The other thing I'm interested in, does anyone know the host's name?
Jim Probst.
It's like, he's the Jim Hanks of,
yeah.
Hosts. I don't think they've ever said his name. Kids don't really seem to come out and care about that guy at all.
I am... You know what? Hello.
Mm.
I thought they were going to go a different way on the thing, the reward.
How so?
You know, when they... It was, you know, barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Or condoms. I thought it was going to be condoms.
Yeah.
Because he was all, you really need this. Is it you guys, you really need what this is here and here.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was going to be. Mm-hmm. Yep. And what about Greg all like, you know, like Greg, you know?
Yeah.
All like laying all over that chick while she's crying and whatnot. And then like guiltily looking back at the camera.
There was
and
two of those camera shots.
The weird fucking Dateline zoom in where it was all like blurry zoom in. On.
Oh, yeah.
Dun, dun.
I definitely noticed that. That happened twice. That happened twice.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh. Where like yeah, was maybe like a cameraman or a producer same hand going, Greg, maybe you want to not. And he's like, I'll fucking do it. I won't.
That's right.
That's
or like this $20,000. I'm going to go to college now. I'm like, what, for 3 months? Like,
I know.
What college are you going to go to? Like, fucking University of Gary, Indiana.
No, you missed Indiana. It. He was actually going to get collagen implanted in his lips.
Yeah.
Because they need to be bigger. To cover up his brace face.
So that's Kid Nation, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't watch it, you can stop listening to this show until...
No, or, you know what, if you don't feel like watching it, we'll just tell you it.
That's right. Yeah, you definitely don't want to watch the last week's now, because we have told it.
Mm-hmm.
That is it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The other thing.
The religious books?
Oh, yeah. That was kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like, you can have an big mini golf course in the middle of town.
Yeah.
They don't have nothing in the middle of town right now. No slide. No mini golf.
No.
No barbecue. Empty. No pizza. Yeah. And they chose Bibles instead.
Dumb.
I'm thinking, you guys are there for a month.
Mm-hmm.
You really need a Bible that bad for a month?
Yeah, I know.
Really?
Like, exactly.
If you were there for a year, I'd be like, okay, give me the Bibles because it's something to read. It's something to do because there's nothing to do there, right?
No, but did you see him reading them Bibles last episode at all? Hmm? You know, where were the Bibles? On the election episode.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. Maybe they filmed them out of order. Maybe that's why Laurel didn't have the fucked up face.
Yeah, fucking swamp lip. Gross.
Oh, God.
And where the hell did Guylan come from? And what's up with the people that they're just not showing? Like, there's this chick who stands behind Guylan, you know? She's, like, always wearing, like, crazy tights and stuff. Never had a single word on camera. No one knows her name. Nothing. Just...
I think that they're cycling kids in and out, hoping we won't notice. Like, this kid's boring.
Maybe.
Let's put this other one in. And also, do you ever see that little weirdo kid with the glasses? Do you ever see him do anything that isn't fucking around at the end of the show?
You are talking about, what's his face?
The little miniature...
The little weirdo kid.
Dude.
Yeah,
and he's always...
all of his lines are, like, from TV or whatever?
He's always... Yeah, he's always just... He's just quoting stuff, but kind of inappropriate. Not inappropriately, but only sort of tangentially related to what's going on.
Yeah.
And then they always show him screwing around at the end of the episode, and that's it. He doesn't... You don't see him anywhere else doing or saying anything. It's weird.
No.
And do you think that any of those kids are actually...
Kids? No.
Yeah. No, they're all Gary Coleman's? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought.
CGI. That's it's all done in front of a green screen with, I think Meg Ryan. They're all Meg Ryan.
Hmm. I like that little Asian kid though with one tooth right in the middle of his face.
Oh, he's just jutting straight out.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, he's so good.
And I also like the other Asian kid, the girl, who's really dumb. I appreciate
that.
Because
No,
they're doing a service to buck the stereotypes that all Asians are smart.
A buck?
Huh? What?
Like teeth, you know?
Oh, that's, what?
Yeah, good one. When she was all like, you know, what's his face and this and that, can't be elected, this and that, because look at George Bush.
He's dumb and he got elected.
Yep, so.
So therefore,
mm-hmm.
You don't need to be smart. You don't need to elect a smart person.
Mm-hmm.
She was right, but.
Yeah.
Still stupid.
She's the PG of the show.
Fuck. Oh, those girls, fucking...
That is the best
God
podcast.
Damn it.
Let's talk about Survivor.
Okay.
Because they threw that challenge.
You want me to talk about Iron Man instead?
No. I'm not complaining.
What you're saying is, if you don't like it, fuck off.
What?
Hmm?
No.
Hmm.
Yes.
Hmm?
Don't.
Okay.
All right. You were saying.
What?
I don't think Greg should have got the gold star. Yeah, them chicks threw that.
Yeah.
I would have been happy if he never got one.
Because
now, what's-his-face can't get one.
What, who?
They should have given it to Zach, because like, it was like right before the election, and now Zach's going to be all on the council,
he'll
and like,
he
can't get one now.
No, he'll get voted off of that again.
How?
Because the yellow team will fucking kick him off. They'll get pissed off at him for making him do work. And the girl will be like, actually, I don't really like that.
Yeah, I thought that was cool, though, that one
or,
girl changed,
or another
changed
one of the vote. One of the girl, maybe one of them on his side, will get crying and leave. And he will lose a vote.
Yeah.
I think they should have votes every episode.
Yeah. I thought Mike was doing fine, though. I felt bad for Mike.
He's a spaz.
He's a little bit of a spaz. But I liked him.
Yeah. No, he's a kid. He's just he's one of the ones that you... He's a real kid, you know?
Yeah.
He's not one of the fake kids.
He's only 11.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's from Washington.
Doesn't wear that cowboy hat anymore.
No.
Just wears the toque that envelops his entire head. I mean, knit cap. I mean, beanie. I mean...
knit cap?
What do you call it?
Bow! Yep. You were saying?
I don't know. What was I saying?
Them bitches threw that thing.
Oh, fuck it.
Threw the challenge.
We'll fucking throw a challenge and then not tell your...
Well, that's all we have time for, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to give a shout out to our sponsors, Dentine Ice. SpaghettiOs.
That's all the time we had for today, evidently. The band is playing off.
Dentine Ice.
For all your friskers.
All right. Well, I'll see you tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. That's the Spy versus Pie. No, really. That's the Spy versus Pie. Bye, da, 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 da. Bye, Peters. I didn't mean to end the show. I just accidentally hit
It's fine.
Hit a button.
I'm sure that's bloody. We could have gone on about Survivor for like an hour, so that's fine.